I'm making a work called The Sixth Shore. I was at a location called Lake Clifton, which is just south of Mandurah in the southwest of Western Australia. It's a long, thin lake. It's kind of a barrier lake that was once part of the sea that formed a little lagoon and then was cut off from the sea. This lake is quite interesting because it has these things called thrombolites, which are living rocks. What they are is little blobs, spongy blobs. They're microbial communities that are able to precipitate calcium from the groundwater. These thrombolites are the same things that gave us the first oxygen in the atmosphere, I think it's about 3.5 billion years ago. So they're responsible for us having oxygen and the kind of first generation of an atmosphere that aerobic organisms like us could live in. Now, these thrombolites, however, are having a few problems. It could be that the rainfall has dropped dramatically in the southwest of Western Australia due to climate change in the last 50 years. That's made the lake more saline. It also has meant that there's less groundwater coming in from the eastern side of the lake, which is less for them to build their little calcium homes out of. Also, the area just south of Mandurah, which is one of Australia's fastest growing cities, there are hobby farms and there are turf farms, so there's a lot of water extraction going on. So now the poor old thrombolites are actually under a lot of stress. They're a threatened ecological community, which means we actually might lose these organisms. So the first jaw that I was talking about in my work is actually the thrombolites, the fact that they represent deep time and the fact that they're under a lot of pressure. The second factor is the fact that the lake's only about 4,000 years old, which means that the shores have been shifting in and out depending upon sea level changes. And of course, even though the area is partly a national park and quite still retains a lot of its tree cover, the trees have suddenly started dying and they're not exactly sure the reasons are for that either. Then we have the little birds called hooded plovers, which in the eastern states have decreased in number, and they actually nest on the western shores of Lake Clifton. So what we have five different kinds of shores, five different kinds of interactions and narratives that are happening with the lake. So my work is all about trying to put those competing narratives and that complex situation together. With the Sixth Shore, what people will hear is they will have a set of headphones and a backpack. In the backpack, there's a little computer and a GPS. On the headphones, there's an electronic compass, and that allows people to change the direction of their head and register that in the computer. When they walk through the landscape, they'll be able to hear different sounds in different locations. Where they walk determines what they hear. And some of the things they might hear are people talking about salinity. Some of the things they hear might be the sound of the landscape, the sound of birds, and people using the lake itself, walking down to the jetty to see the thrombolites. So you kind of get a sense of your own journey through a landscape and your own way of putting together the story. So you're participating in putting together what's going on. I hope that if somebody listens to it, they'll be able to get a sense of, you know, well, it is a complex story, but we can still try and find a way to actually act and make our way out of it.